5-year learners, hope you're happy with your English achievements. But if not, try not to be down in dumps, since it doesn't work anymore. Now you need to keep your chin up and look at the bright side of the issue. So, you might be asking what the bright side could be. Let me make it clear. You know me that I always give credit when credit is due, and I believe it strongly you're head and shoulder above the others. I mean, our learners are by far better than any other ESL students, and we feel proud of it. Anyway, if your plans about learning English are still up in the air and you've come up with a kind of mixed feeling about it, if you don't have any clue about how to get the ball rolling, don't worry. All you need is to have your heart set on learning English and being a fluent speaker. Sometimes you should even buckle down from scratch and go back to drawing board, since sometimes it's unavoidable for better understanding. Besides, you need to stop slacking off and start hitting the books. Otherwise, you can't stand a chance of being a successful learner. Get real. It's an idiot idea to be able to build up your vocabulary, your whole knowledge in English in a night. Sit tight and be patient about the whole process. Just give it your best shot by applying whatever you learn in the real life. Mainly by role-playing, by giving a speech and stuff like that. You need to read a lot, watch a lot, listen a lot, and the most important of all, speak a lot. If so, I'm here to announce you happily. You'll make a splash and even go nuts as a happy camper, then it's worth your while, and that's it. If not, I'm afraid to say, you'll end up in disappointment. You'll find it as a way over your head, a kind of last cause. Unfortunately, receive it as a kind of pipe dream. And that's it. Believe us. When it comes to teaching and giving the right direction to the students, we know our stuff well, since we have many years of experience under our belts. And the most important of all, we teach by our hearts, and that's it. Thank you for your attention.